How's it going, Michelle? Debbie Salzman, good evening. How did everybody do today? My day was pretty good. I was, I've been working up high off of scaffolding, laying stone, laying some kind of, culture stone brick, stinking away on top of scaffolding, which is kind of cool. It's all a lot different pace than what I'm used to during the day. During the day, I'm usually multiple places, you know, throughout the day, and it's just like, it's always just running, always running to the next place. And so, at least when I'm the last few days, I've been staying in the same spot, which isn't bad. The work's harder. Michelle, you and Diane are in the car back from Medford, huh? You know, I still haven't been over there since the fires. My wife has driven over there a handful of times and just said it's devastating driving through there, getting on the other side of the tunnel and just stinking ravaged, fire ravaged. Crazy. So guys, I was reminded that there's a presidential debate tonight. So I kind of want to watch that. So I have a couple things. We have a meeting on Monday, a couple things in there of note, and then I did pick up a couple questions with my post. So Dave Barnes, how you doing, partner? Where's Lauren Farmer? Debbie Salzman, congratulations, man. That's cool. You hit that. You guys were pretty, both you and Don were pretty sure that you were going to, that you were going to hit that 350 mark. So good for you. Good for you. I was saying, hey, Andre, I was saying Lauren Farmer asked if you could write in Silas for mayor. Yes, you can. You're more than welcome to. And Silas would, I don't know about old Silas. You know, Silas is really great at doing things that he wants to do. And, you know, Silas does just fine as long as you don't ask him anything that he doesn't want to do. And actually, of all my kids, the most mayoral that I could think of so far is probably my Claire. I bet you Claire. Claire's, or Titus. Yeah, I could see Titus doing it. You know, Titus reminds me a lot of myself, you know, being super young and kind of being, I don't know, there's just the gears are turning up there like they don't with young people. Tidy's a chewer. You know, he'll chew on stuff, and yeah, I could see him doing the mayoral thing. Yeah. Claire's thinking sharp, man. She's sharp as a tack and quick, real quick about it. She's really good looking. That usually helps in politics. And she's tough, man. She's tough. So she would be tough enough to do it too. Yeah, you never know. It's funny. It's funny thinking about your kids and, you know, just thinking about stuff like that, about, you know, things in the future, work and politics and things. When I was a kid, a younger kid than I am now, when I told my mom that I was getting on Brooklyn City Council, she wasn't surprised at all. I was one of those kids growing up. Wore Dockers to junior high school and you know, just kind of, I don't know, into stuff that most of my peers weren't into. Anyway, all right, so council meeting Monday night, not a whole lot on there. A red ribbon proclamation. Red ribbon is done by the Emblem Club, and it's for drug abuse is what that is. This is kind of interesting. So I don't know how many of you knew City Councilor. Hey, Susan, catching me live. I don't know how many of you guys know Bill Hamilton. Bill Hamilton was a city councilor. He was first elected in probably 2012, I think, and took the seat previously held by Dave Gordon. And Bill, so he did that first term, 4 years, ran again in, I want to say it's maybe 2016, had two challengers and won that election, took a seat. And then when COVID hit, because Bill has, what does Bill have? I think it's MS. I'm pretty sure it's MS that Hamilton has. And so he's in a chair, he's in a wheelchair, and he's, he lives in one of the care facilities. And so when COVID hit, you know, they put everybody on like lockdown. So just kind of all of a sudden, boom, Bill's gone, you know, and we took his resignation kind of over the phone, and we hadn't seen him since. So he's out. I guess they are letting some of them get out. Because I saw him buzzing around in his chair, I think yesterday or the day before. So anyway, so he's coming in Monday. And of course we know Bill. Yeah, Holly Beyer, you know Bill. Holly Beyer. some of the funniest moments, and this might surprise you, Holly. Some of the funniest moments I've ever experienced in council chambers was from you, Holly. And during meetings that weren't fun, but Holly Beyer, does this ring a bell when you're looking up at the council and you said, Roger, don't shake your head at me or something like that. I just about, oh yeah, that was a tense meeting too. And I just about started cracking up laughing, and that wouldn't have gone over. That wouldn't have gone over well. Anyway, Bill Hamilton, he's going to come in and we'll be able to see him and chat with him and give him a proper goodbye. Which is good, which is really good. It was a bummer, you know, he put like 7 years on city council and then he's just gone real quick. So it'll be interesting. I hope he's doing well. I haven't seen him for a long time. I know that, you know, the last couple years, you know, last couple, maybe 3 years on council, you know, it was starting to wear on him. You know, it wasn't quite, I don't know. It was starting to wear on him. So it was probably time for him to get off, but it'll be nice to say goodbye to him. I don't know. This really isn't like super interesting to folks, but golfers, those of you that are golfing, we're approving some new irrigation stuff for Salmon Run, which is good. It hasn't been so when the city first kind of took it back, like the property was being leased from the city for a long time from a golf course manager, a golf course company. And we took the property back and just have a management agreement with some folks now. And when we, that first year that we got it back, there was a lot of money spent up there, you know, trying to bring stuff up to snuff, and it's kind of leveled out. But give them some help with their irrigation stuff up there. And then we have a lease agreement. So that golf course land was a golf course land was given to the city from South Coast with the directive of we're giving you this land to have a golf course. So that's all the city can use it for is a golf course. When we when the driving range was put in, that piece of ground isn't part of what was given to the city. So we operate a yearly lease for that with South Coast, and we're re-upping that. That's pretty much it. Got a lot line adjustment on down on Buena Vista. That's not super crazy. Candace, I wonder your yes and explanation points. That must be because I'm sure you were at that meeting, and the oh my god faces from Holly Beyer. Yeah, that was really something. That was really something, Holly. You know, of all the like things, and there's been plenty of times where I've had, you know, somebody really like say something offensive and kind of derogatory to me. And you know, all of it, right? Snarky and all sorts of things. But I hadn't heard that one yet. I haven't heard somebody kind of chide a city councilor like that. and what was so funny about it? I'll leave that one. All right, couple questions. Rose Mantle. Rose, I'm trying to wrap it up so I can watch the debates too. Mary Predmore, I think her last name is pronounced Predmore. You asked me if I had any updates on the Seaview thing, and I don't. So, you know the cases that came out of it. The only thing, only more. Like she was his mama. I know. That was funny. The only thing else I can really share about Seaview, I spoke to I'm not sure what it is they do there, but a staff member at Seaview, and nothing specific. It was more just about, you know, Seaview and kind of what's going on, and he just He really let me know just how crappy it is out there right now for everybody, and how tense it is and everything, you know. And I can only imagine. Yeah, not to mention when something like that happens, like I wonder, you know, I wonder if those things end in lawsuits. Holly Beyer, another case today. I saw that. Although I don't think it was at a Seaview though. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't at Seaview. Lauren Farmer, if you can write Silas in, yeah, write Silas in. Oh, you know what though? You know what's funny is city council and mayor, you have to be 18 years of age, which is interesting. Not that interesting, but our committees and commissions, most of them there's no age requirement, which is interesting. I think planning commission, you have to be a registered voter, so that would put you up at that 18. But it came up a while ago because I was, you know, thinking about appointing a minor, but then kind of decided against it. So. And that's pretty much it, guys. That's pretty much all I got. I'm going to watch the presidential debates and hope for something different than what I saw last time. You know, wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah. Doubtful, but it would be nice. I'm kind of a glass half empty guy though, I've been told. So yeah, we'll see. Maybe more of the same. Anyway, guys, have a good weekend. I think I'm going to. We have family pictures, you know, family pictures this weekend. Which is usually cool. And this year actually we're gonna do it in a cool place. We're gonna go up to Vulcan to have our photos taken. So that'll be interesting. Hope for a giant meteor. Dave Barnes, I saw something about that. I don't know. Man, who knows? Who knows? 2020. Yeah. Okay, guys. I'll see you Sunday. Sass will be on. And Sunday will be a good day. Supposed to be still halfway decent this weekend, right? But supposed to bring... supposed to be still pretty nice. More than half empty, I believe, were the words, Candace. Yeah. You're not the only one. You're not the only one that has pointed that out to me. All right, guys. I'll see you Sunday.